Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Hey guys, welcome back to the Aggressively Annoying Positive Podcast. I hope you're all having a great day and a great week. Do you hear that sound quality? It is so good. We're back in the studio today. I took the time, I came in, I learned what all these fancy little buttons do. So now we have great sound quality. I'm so excited. So I'm not going to waste any more time given the theme of the episode. So let's dive right into this. As you guys know, I am a cinema and screen studies major, but I'm also interested in graphic design and creative writing. So going into my second semester, I took a wide range of class types. I have all sorts of special cinema classes, weird art classes that I have to take, and then like some really funky creative writing classes that I also really enjoy. You know, but we also have to add in those random general education classes because, you know, college requirements or whatever. But I found a very, very cool class called German Fairy Tales, and it's about the Brothers Grimm. So you're probably wondering why I'm taking a German class, because it's not even like, it's about fairy tales, but it is a German credit. So at the end of the semester, I'm going to have three random German credits that as of right now, I don't know what I'm going to do with. You know, you're probably wondering why I'm taking that class. Great question. It was chosen to fulfill a gen ed requirement, but it also looked really interesting just from like a creative writing perspective, because it's like story tales and folk tales. Even if I'm not gonna get the creative writing credit. I'm also a little bit German, so I was like, it'd be cool to learn about German folklore. And let me tell you, I love this class. I happily wake up at 7:30 for this class, and I'm like 20 minutes early every single day just because I am so excited for it. Like, I may be exhausted, but I'm very happy to be there. Like, most people are like, no, I'm not going to take in like an 8 a.m. or something like that class. This class is at 8:40 in the morning, and I was like, ooh, for a gen ed, do I want to wake up at 8:40 in the morning? Not really, but I'm going to do it because it sounds cool. So here we are. Let me tell you, not only am I getting a solid lesson in German folklore, I'm also learning very important life lessons, not just from like the fairy tales and what they tell us, but also from the professor. The professor's name is Professor Schultz, and let me tell you this, he's very inspiring and a very driven person, and in two classes, he managed to change my perspective on life. So let me tell you how he did it. On the first day of class, he walked in, and I take a seat in, like, the middle back. I just kind of, like, sit there and wait, you know? I'm like, I reviewed the syllabus prior to class, but I'm not going to lie. Like, I had a syllabus last semester, but, like, only one of my six classes had a real syllabus with assignment dates on it. Like, everything else was, like, not really an actual syllabus, if that makes sense. So I wasn't really like, oh, I'm gonna use this every day, because I was like, I didn't even look at my old syllabuses, like, or my old syllabi, I guess. Either way, I barely looked at them other than when I was like a little confused. So I was like, okay, whatever. But I was like, yeah, like, I'm ready, kind of thing. I got my pen, I'm ready for class. And for those of you who don't know, like, my mom is a teacher, so first impressions on teachers are very important to me, and I respect them a lot. I think this is because in middle school, like, any teacher I had could have had, like, my mom's direct contact, so I was like, if I mess up, they're gonna, like, shoot her a Facebook message or something, you know? So I'm just sitting there waiting patiently. At 8:40, when this class begins, on the dot, class starts, and he's like, giving us a kind of warm-up where we have to label, like, countries in Europe. And I'm like, I don't know social studies. Like, bro, I'm working on it. But, I mean, I'll try. My friend's a global studies major. So she just happens to, like, label maps for fun. Not necessarily for fun. But she got, like, she can name all the countries of the world. And so one day, like, I would jokingly try to name them. And I think I got, like, maybe 20. Maybe. That's me being generous. I also don't remember, but I know that I did not get all of them, and she knows them all. So I was like, I kind of can do this. So, you know, a little warm-up, label the parts of Europe. And I'm just like, that's pretty cool, you know? And he's telling us about, like, oh yeah, like I lived here, I did this, like this is where I did that, and he's like traveled all around Europe. And I'm like, wow, that's pretty interesting. And then he just kind of like just goes, are you ready? And I'm like, ready for what? And he's like, are you ready? Like I got a class, like I got a pen and a notebook kind of thing. I'm ready for class, I guess. And he's like, then he continues, and he's like, are you ready? Every day's a test. Are you ready for the test? Every day's a test. And I was like, whoa. Okay, so as a student, I'm looking at the syllabus and I'm just like, excuse me, but where on this does it say every day there will be a test? Because, you know, immediately I assumed he was talking about like class tests, like you fail, you get no credits, ha ha ha, boo. You know what I mean? So I looked around and everyone's got this scared look of, I'm gonna fail this little fairy tale class right now. So over the next few classes, he continues to say, like, every day is a test. Everything a test. Everything is a test. And I'm just like, okay, I get it. Maybe this is interesting. Like, maybe, you know, Boy Scout motto kind of thing, always be prepared and stuff. But, like, why is he drilling this into our heads? Like, every single day, he's like, this is a test. This is a test. Are you ready for the test? And I was like, I thought this class was about Hansel and Gretel, you know? So then I'm like, I get an idea. I'm like, Emily, you have a podcast. Let's interview Professor Schultz. And I'm like, oh my God, Emily, you're a genius. This is great. So I go to his 8 a.m. office hours, and there is a line. There is a line of students waiting to be called into his office, like they're at the doctor's office waiting for their appointment. So I'm just waiting my turn, reviewing my cute little questions for him. I had already, like, given him a heads up and asked if he wanted to be on the podcast. Like, don't worry, I wasn't just like going to interrogate my professor at 8 a.m. and pull a whole switcheroo on the typical office hour session where it's like, actually, no, this is for you. And I just like start interviewing him. So he calls me into his office and I'm like, he's like, are you ready? And I'm like, I'm ready, you know, let's do this thing. And so I have like a cute little 10 questions or so. And he's like, Why do you want me on the podcast? And I was like, well, I think you have a very unique mentality and no other professor I've had has had this. And I think you're very inspiring. So I want to share this mentality with other people. That's you guys. You're other people. Yay. So then he's like, okay, like ask your questions. And I'm like, great. Let me tell you guys, I asked one question and he answered like all 10 of them. Like, he just went for it and told me everything I needed to know, which I'm so happy about, because I was like, my questions were like, yes, not yes or no questions, but they weren't interesting, because I was like, because the way he speaks, he goes and he like runs with his thought process, which is what I was looking for. I more wanted this to be like a lecture style interview sort of thing. I really have to work on my interview questions if I want to do this again, though. But like I just like took notes on what he said. So my first question was, where did you learn or adapt this mentality from? And he was like, I'm not really sure. He kind of picked it up along the way and he cannot take full credit for it. It's more like one of those things that he picked up from past professors in life and things that he's taken away from them. And like I said before, he continued past the questions, which is totally fine. And what's it called? So he continues. So he's talking to me and he's like probably wondering, like, why does this matter? And how will the skills that I learn in this little fairy tale class ever help me become a chemist or whatever you want to be in life? And he goes, when you came here, you probably brushed your teeth. Why? Who was ever going to get that close to you? Why'd you do that? Most people you meet or are not going to get that close to you. Why'd you do that? Why'd you brush your teeth? And I'm like, okay, interesting. He's like, but if someone does like get close to you enough, like you're ready for it. And I'm like, okay, this guy isn't just testing. The test isn't about education. It's about life. So he continues and he's like, every day there is a challenge. A challenge is basically a test that just isn't it's just a test. It's just a challenge. A challenge to do better. A challenge to help others. A challenge to be a better person. Are you ready for the challenge? You never know when you're going to meet the person that will change your life, whether that be socially or like in a romantic way or in a career way. You just need to be ready to meet that person? And is your first impression the best it can be for that person? You only get one. That's a test. So I was like, interesting. I like this. Because he's not only talking about career and educational challenges or like studying, but he's also like presenting yourself in a respectable way. And he's like talking about like social challenges and like being a better person. And I was like, okay, that's cool. So he's not only talking about ways to be, like, he's just talking about ways to be better overall. And I like how, like, immediately I assume the test was just, like, academically or, like, career-wise. But it's also just being a kind person in general, like, helping others. So he was like, be ready for that test. Ask yourself, am I ready? And if you're not ready, what can you do to feel ready? And even if you aren't necessarily prepared for the test, just remember that there's another day and you get another chance to get back up. So get back up. Like, that's the most, like, that's one of the most important part is, like, perseverance and getting back up and doing it again. And I feel like everyone has heard about, like, being prepared and putting your best foot forward, but no one ever really commits to that for a very long time, or at least not that I know of. And let me tell you, Professor Schultz clearly has done this a very long time. He's a very respected and wise person, and I'm very grateful that I have him as a professor because he makes me want to be a better student and a better person. I have really enjoyed being in his class, and I haven't even been there a very long time. It's been like a month. That's it. And he truly has made an impact on me and the other students in the class. Like, we leave there and we're like, wow, I want to be a better person. And, like, make the most out of everything. And that will allow you to, like, make the most out of every situation and, like, all the opportunities presented. And if you're always just being your best self, like, you will be ready for the opportunities that can drastically impact your life. And that, like, I could see why that would be stressful, but it's also, like, it's just the prep work that I feel like would be stressful. The mentality of, like people saw me, like, writing down the notes for this idea or, like, writing up the script, and, like, the title is called Every Day's a Test, right? And everyone's like, wow, that's stressful. Are you okay? And I was like, I'm fine. I'm like, I think this is a very smart mentality because just the prep work is what is, like, overwhelming, I guess. But then it's like, okay, yeah, but now the event that I was prepping for or what I was prepping to do, I'm ready for. You know, I don't have to look back and be like, oh gosh, I didn't do this and now it's messed up everything else. You're like, I did everything I could have possibly done to be ready for that. And I'm like, that is so smart. I'm going to use that. So that's what I'm working on. And that's what I suggest everyone else works on. It's just like being ready. And I think that's very cool. Also, another thing he said was that you should interview your professors more, not interview, but, like, talk to them more often because they can help you if you put in the work. So I thoroughly enjoyed my interview with Professor Schultz. I thought it was very interesting. I learned a lot about him as a person and his class and, like, why he teaches it the way he teaches it. I also learned that he speaks 5 languages, which is very interesting. He speaks English, French, Italian, German, and Spanish. Thought that was cool. So yeah, well, I'm not gonna talk in circles about this because I think you are, if you're really trying to be a better person and be more driven and you have, like, that go-getter attitude, you will just go do it. You understand what needs to be done and you do it. So let's just wrap up the podcast with the national holiday and a fun fact. Today's national holiday is National Muffin Day. Love that. I think I had a muffin the other day, actually. Our fun fact is not related to muffins because I looked up muffin fun facts and they were all just, like, boring little kid facts about muffins. And I was like, that's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the weird outlandish ones. So did you know that there is in the list of United States names, there is no letter Q. The only letter in the alphabet that is missing is Q. And then J and Z are only represented once each in New Jersey and Arizona. Yeah, that's my fun fact and my national holiday. I hope you all have a great day. And yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. if you're not following the podcast Instagram, what are you doing? The podcast Instagram is @positivepodcasts. And yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. Bye.